comme de son
nom. La famille de Durand. La gravure représente un salon. La famille Durand est dans le salon. Elle comprend le grand-père, la grand-mère, le père, la mère, le fils, la fille et le bébé. Le grand-père est assis dans un fauteuil. Il fume la pipe. La grand-mère aussi est assise dans un fauteuil. Elle lit un livre. Le père, Monsieur Durand, écrit une lettre sur la table. La mère, Madame Durand, est au piano. La fille, Marguerite, chante.
On the back of the house. And after I came up an hour or so later to find him and tell him to go to bed, I found the sitting room window open and Frank gone. He had gone out the window, jumped from the back laundry roof, and had gone up to his gang up in St. Francis de Sales battalion room. I immediately knew where he had gone, so went out, cranked the old Ford, went off after him, went into the battalion room after him, brought him out, and brought him home. He, of course, was a little subdued for a little while after that, but didn't last too long. He'd break out again.
Then did you punish him then?
I punished him by keeping him in over the next weekend, and not letting him out Saturday or Sunday. But you'd have to almost sit on him to watch him to know that he was still there.
Well, when did this, was there anything, any sign of that when he was real small, when he was a baby?
Except wild temper, and many a licking he got for that, and would throw himself on the floor and kick his feet and go on, as children do if they're not repressed. But he was repressed very, very much. And with the training of Frank, I had no further training with no further trouble with the other boys.
Why was that?
It was the example of them seeing him disciplined and subdued and made do as he was told to do, and the others didn't seem to have the same tendencies at all because they saw the way that he was reprimanded and punished.
He was kind of the scapegoat.
He was the bellwether of the flock, and he was the one who really came along. He took the beatings and everything else, but he was the one that brought the others along with him.
When did he first get beaten? How old was he?
Oh, I wouldn't remember how old he was. Of course, I had nothing to do with any beatings. His father would do that. And after all, they didn't kill him in any way. But I do thoroughly believe in sparing the rod and spoiling the child.
And so you think that they ought to be whipped?
Absolutely. They should be subdued.
Even with a stick?
Even with a stick.
What did Pop use?
He used his hand until it hurt his hand, then he used a stick.
And did he use a belt sometimes?
Oh, yes, with a belt. He'd take his belt off. Many times we've laughed about it since, and many times Frank has laughed about it since, and yet has come back to his father and said, thank you for what you did.
Well, you figure then that there's almost as much of a problem in training one child as there is in training a dozen.
There's more problem in training one child, because he has to look on the outside for his companionship, for his recreation, and on the inside, if he has his own brothers and his own sisters to be there with him and play with him and have his games with him, there isn't nearly so much a problem. I remember after Frank got into high school of having the dances here every Friday night. Winifred, the eldest girl, would get the girls and Frank would get the boys. And they'd push the dining room table back and get the punch bowl down full of some sort of fruit juice and some cookies or pretzels, and they'd go to it. With a radio, they'd dance until 12 o'clock, because 12 o'clock was the midnight hour, and that finished it. But that went on every Friday night while they were in high school. And it proved that they had their fun home, and they had their fun in the house with their own brothers and sisters, and it eliminated a great deal of surveillance that you'd have to have on